You know, the Bible says that even when we're faithless, he remains faithful because he can't deny himself. And I've been a Christian a long time, and I didn't really understand what that meant until recently. But a buddy of mine kind of began the process of teaching me. His name's Joel Goddard, and he tells a story about this next little song we're going to do. Joel wrote this song after being out for about 2 weeks doing youth camps and tired. Joel was about to be married, and he came home and spending the weekend with his parents, finally had a weekend off, and his mom had cooked dinner for him, and his parents and he were sitting in the kitchen, and they were eating dinner kind of casually in North Georgia mountains, kind of like they do. And Joel and his mom were talking. His dad's very quiet, and Joel and his mom noticed they were kind of talking about the wedding and all that was about to change in his life and what was ahead for him and how unbelievable his life was going to be in a few weeks. And Joel's dad just kind of got up and wandered off from the kitchen. And then in a few minutes, Joel and his mom kind of caught up in conversation, barely noticed he left. In a few minutes, they heard this screaming. It was this awful noise out by the barn, away from their house. And they had a little farm in the mountains. And Joel's dad typically would go out at night and just throw some hay out and bring the animals in because it's kind of dangerous up there. And tonight, there was just something strange going on. It scared Joel and his mother. They ran out there thinking maybe the animals had stampeded or something bad had happened to his dad, because as they got close to the barn, they realized it was his dad screaming at the top of his lungs, which is very uncharacteristic. And so when Joel got to the barn, instead of his dad in trouble, he saw all the animals kind of around the edge of the corral with big eyes. And his dad was standing in the middle of the little corral by the barn with his Bible open and a flashlight screaming the Psalms toward heaven. Yeah. And Joel said, "What in the world is wrong with you? Have you lost your mind?" Because they'd never seen his dad do that. Obviously. And without even looking up, his dad said, "You know, Joel, I've been a Christian for 35 years, and I've been a Baptist longer than that." he said, "But you know, in all that time," he said, "did you know that I've never shouted unto the Lord with a voice of triumph?" He said, "But I was listening to you tonight just talk about all that God's doing in your life, and I got so overwhelmed I couldn't just sit there." So he said, "I thought tonight, based on all that God's doing in our lives, I'd just go out and try that, just see what it feels like to shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph." And Joel said, "It was so amazing to me to see my quiet dad turned from someone that just passed the plate at church and was nice and humble and quiet to just worshiping God all out, not caring what anybody thought." Joel said, "Well, do you mind if I join you?" And so Joel ran in and got his Bible. His mom walked in the house, Joel said, wringing her hands on her apron and mumbling to herself about her husband going crazy. And Joel said, "I just went out there, got my Bible. I ran out there. My dad and I stayed out there for about an hour just screaming the Psalms at the top of our lungs until we lost our voices." He said, "Russ, it was the greatest night of my life. I'll never forget it." And he went into his room that night, and he wrote this song. We've done it at Jam Church a couple times before this year, at least once I know of. But I think it's so appropriate, based on what God is doing at Winter Jam, and the lives that are being changed, and the friendships that are being made, and just the hand of God is upon us. And I'm afraid sometimes we miss that. When we look out there looking for the miracles, we miss the miracle of souls redeemed and us getting to be a part of what God is doing as he builds his kingdom in this world. It's amazing to be us right now, and it's amazing to be in his presence. Just to be in his presence. And that's what this song's about.